Welcome to today's market report. Earnings at China's large industrial companies in June rose at the strongest pace since March last year, surging 11.5% from a year earlier in June, nearly doubling the 6% increase in May, the National Bureau of Statistics said on Monday. China is a vital export market for many European companies, and signs of a recovery there will boost optimism about the way forward for the region's corporate sector, which returned to growth in July, according to preliminary PMIs released on Friday. The German IFO index due at 9 o'clock this morning will be studied keenly to see whether it complements last week's upbeat PMI message and confirms any acceleration by the German recovery in July. There remain clouds on the horizon nonetheless. Second waves of COVID-19 in Spain and Hong Kong prompted fresh containment measures over the weekend, while the US posted another 64,500 new cases on Saturday, according to Johns Hopkins data, despite the usual weekend dip. GBP/USD eased from multi-month tops, still well bid above 128 mark. The GBP/USD pair shoot to its highest level since March 11 during the Asian session, albeit retreated few pips thereafter and was last seen hovering around the 128-22-25 region. The pair added to last week's strong gains and gained traction for the sixth consecutive session on Monday. The heavily offered tone surrounding the US dollar remained unabated and was seen as one of the key factors driving the pair higher. The greenback remained depressed on the first day of a new trading week amid worries that the resurgence of COVID-19 cases could undermine the US economic recovery. Adding to this, intensifying US-China tensions fueled speculations that the Fed would continue adding more stimulus for a longer period of time and in bigger quantities to support the economy. This was evident from the ongoing downfall in the US Treasury bond yields, which exerted some additional pressure on the greenback and remained supportive of the GBP/USD pair's strong momentum beyond the 128 mark. It is worth reporting that diplomatic tensions between the world's two largest economies escalated further last week. The persistent selling bias surrounding the dollar has allowed the euro dollar to climb further north of the 117 level during early trade. The dollar index slipped 0.47% to 93.933, continuing its slide from Friday.
This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.